This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Arikalis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. For the average Joe, when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale. All right, so talking about the Pirates this morning, that's what I want to focus on. So if you want to call and talk, 412-928-9370, I got lines open for you. So it's been a weird season. Touched on that yesterday. The Pirates were in second place yesterday. They were 6.5 games back of the Brewers. The Reds, Cardinals, and Cubs are all tied right now. They've got 48.5 winning percentages. The Reds and Cubs are 33-35. The Cardinals are 32-34. So they don't have the same records, but they're all the same amount of games back with about the same winning percentage for the season. Brewers, 40 wins. They are commanding the NL Central right now. And the Pirates, 32-35. They went from 6.5 back to 7.5 back. And that's just the nature of baseball when your team, or when you have a division where the teams are all very similar. The National League Central may be considered the weakest, but it also might be the most competitive. And now as you look at it, where the Dodgers are, the Brewers are 2 games away from matching the Dodgers record. So, and the Phillies are the best record in the National League right now with 46-21 record. So before it was pretty clear that the leader for the NL Central was the weakest among the teams, and but the back end of the division was stronger than any other team. Pirates don't have any 20 winners in the division, or excuse me, not just the Pirates, but the entire National League Central doesn't have any 20 game winners anymore. The National League East has 2, and the Rockies are the last one in the NL West with 24 wins. So it's a weird year. It's a year where you can capitalize if you really want to. Charrington was talking about it this past weekend, and now it's time to start seeing some of that put into action because they're close, and they could take advantage. I mean, this is the weakest entire league that I can remember since I've been alive and following baseball. Pirates, even though they lost, now they're a half game back of the Cardinals in the wild card standings as well. The Cubs, Reds, and Cardinals are all a half game back of the Giants for the third wild card spot in the National League. The Pirates, again, 32-35. The Pirates are a game back of that third wild card spot. So it's attainable, and it's a league right now that you could take advantage of if you make some additions and take some risks and play the odds a little bit risky this time around. I mean, I was kind of talking about that yesterday, and Doran and I were talking after the show. We were just talking about some of the, what Charrington should do, or what the Pirates just in general should be willing to do to give this team a push. And we've been pleading all week. The morning show has been pleading all week for this. But I think it's an interesting conversation because I brought up, I'm like, well, Are they still spooked a little bit from the backlash from the Chris Archer trade? Which, I mean, the more I think about it, and I mean, you know, Doran and I discussed, and he kind of led me down a different thought process here because, you know, we look at that in hindsight as a really, you know, as not a great trade, which is fair. But I think there's, back then too, there wasn't as much talent on the team. Like, there wasn't this palpable talent, especially in one area. They've got such great starting pitching right now that I feel like fans would be forgiving if they made a trade that didn't work out. But at least if they went and they tried to, you know, put a few better players out there. And I'm not saying that this entire team needs an overhaul. This entire team is structured pretty well. It's just back to that refrain of another bullpen arm, another first baseman, or both. You know, take that risk, and I think that's really what we all want to see. And so the fact that Charrington's talking about it now gives us, you know, some inspiration as well. But until something actually happens, there's, you know, they're just words. Now, I have some faith too that he's going to get stuff done. So don't get me wrong there. We just have to wait and see what it is, what the right timing is, what the right deal is. I don't know if ownership, because Charrington wasn't around for that, but I don't know if ownership is just scared of doing another deal like the Chris Archer deal again. Again, I don't think that haunts them as much, because again, this team is a whole lot better. I would say they feel like they've got better players on this roster than they did in 2018. And hindsight's 2020, but you know, one extra piece, one extra addition to this team, and you've got a whole new outlook. You got a whole new outlook on it. You'll give yourself the best chance to win, is what I'm trying to say. The Pirates would give themselves the best chance to win, I think, by just, you know, getting in one more established piece. And the trade deadline, we're about, you know, what, a month and a half away from that. So July 31st, August 1st, I forget what they do now in baseball, but they've changed it over the past few years. But either way, I mean, it's still a good while away. So, I mean, who knows what they're going to do, but, I mean, that's my argument there. And I think it is an interesting conversation, like, if there's anything holding them back. Charrington did also say this, which is interesting. He doesn't want to mortgage the future to make acquisitions at this point. And I've heard the argument too. Some, you know, counter that by saying the future is now. So, I mean, I get it. I'm leaning on the side of make another move, make another acquisition, get yourself some leverage in the league while the league is as weak as it is. The Giants have a wild card spot right now, and the Giants are not above 500. The Giants are 34-35. That's the reality of the league right now. It's weaker than it has been since I can remember. It's just been the refrain this entire week, and I'm on board with it. Make a decision now. And I think Pirate fans in general would be forgiving if they took a risk. And then it's on the player. Like, you acquire a guy who has, you know, established ability, and that player doesn't end up playing well or working out. I'm not going to put that on management, on the front office. Because at least you tried. You identified your problems, your weak points, through 3 months into the season now. You've established those weak points. You've established what isn't working. Which again, it's partially the bullpen and first base. And you're working to improve those aspects. You're trying something, and you're getting a guy that's established. Vladdy Guerrero Jr. still sticks in my head to be a first base solution for the Pirates. He's still sticking in my head. He's still somebody that I would be interested in them acquiring. But somebody like that, somebody who's established, I don't think there would be as much frustration if they tried at this point in the season, if they tried. And I know Rowdy had a good stretch last week of games where he played. But before that, he wasn't cutting it. And since, well, it's been a short sample size since. Is Roddy the guy? Is Roddy really the guy? Who knows? I don't know. Can he keep up his success? That'll depend. But if not, go get an established guy and hope for the best. So that's my argument there. There's no need to fear risk anymore. This is a different Pirates team. And Paul Skeens is truly shaping up to be generational. He's shaping up to be everything you'd want out of a 1-1 pick. And he's a rarity in this case as well. A record low time in the minors before being called to the majors and is just making mostly child's play of the hitters in the league.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
That's why this is different, too. You've got Paul Skeens and Jared Jones. Jared Jones was mostly a surprise. Paul Skeens wasn't. Either way, they're both performing well. Seeming to take pressure off Mitch Keller, who's pitched well since he's been out. Bailey Falter is still serviceable despite, his outing yesterday, which wasn't even terrible. 3 earned runs over 4 innings. The 8 hits are probably not great. But, there's not a large enough sample size yet to think that he's going to be out of there. They've got a strong rotation right now. Yeah, Crowley looking at me with the FIP Crowley was talking about a couple weeks ago. Fielding independent pitching. Projective stats. Yeah, he might be right now. Against certain teams who can hit for contact, he seems susceptible to giving up runs just because, these teams can get hit after hit after hit against them. And 8 hits is a little too many. Yeah, a little too many. But, 3 earned runs given up isn't terrible. Wasn't the worst. And the Pirates had opportunities to score in that game. But you've got a pitching staff right now that is among the best in baseball. That's the difference here. That's the difference between, recent seasons past and now is that you've got a pretty solid structure on the team already. It doesn't feel, at least in the starting pitching at this point this season, it doesn't seem like there's too many leaks or cracks in the starting rotation. And you've got a guy who may become one of the best to ever pitch. Now, that's way foreshadowing, but... That's why you add now. It all makes sense. It's all leading to the same point. Add now. Just to give a quick review on the game yesterday in particular, the offense, 6 hits, 2 runs, but several runners left on base in yesterday's game, including the first inning. They had a couple in scoring position and didn't get it done. I feel bad for Henry Davis. He did later homer. I think it was the 8th inning he hit a home run off Andrew Kittredge. But man, against Sonny Gray, he had a chance to tie the game before the Cardinals scored their 4th run. And there was a breaking ball that was hung right over the plate, and Davis was a little too anxious And he hit it foul, though it was over the fence. It was over the wall by plenty. He just hooked it into the seats. Foul. And then he struck out on another breaking ball that was well out of the zone with a runner in scoring position. So, yeah, runners in scoring position hitting yesterday, not great. And the offense, despite the six hits, nothing really came together. None of the clutch hits came together, I'll say. And Nick Gonzalez is still hitting well. He hit a double in that game. He did pretty well. And he scored on a Michael Taylor RBI single, so that was inspiring to see. Taylor got a hit. Good for him. And Davis with the home run was the other accounted run. It's just, when they hit in bulk, it's fantastic, and you love to see it. It's games like this, though, where you just get frustrated because you got a Cardinals team. It's tough playing in St. Louis, too. I'm not going to say it's not. It's tough playing in St. Louis. It's a tough environment. They've got good fans there. We've talked about that, ad nauseum this week. They've got great fans there. They applaud guys like Paul Skeens for just pitching, which is, which is fun, which is fine. I don't know how much it may bite them in the future if they can't figure out how to hit with runners in scoring position. And they have against certain teams, but it's just frustrating to watch. And I'll say this too, and this will be my closing point. Right now, I believe some people would say that we should be optimistic because, hey, at least they're winning series. At least they're staying in it. And my counter to that would be they've been swept, so there's no reason why they can't get sweeps. There's no reason why they can't go on a long stretch. And with it, it's within their control to go on a long stretch. They had opportunities. It wasn't like Sonny Gray was absolutely lighting it up. They had an opportunity in the first inning to score. They had two runners on, less than two outs, and they didn't get anything. So that's frustrating to see. They have the opportunity. They can indeed compensate for their losing by then going on a winning stretch. And that's my only opinion there. You can still have optimism. I've had some people tweet me in this morning, too. They say, have some optimism. Nick, tell them why they should be optimistic. You should be. But it's just frustrating when you see those opportunities not be taken advantage of when this team already had a poor stretch earlier on in the year. They've got to compensate for that now and go on a run. And if they go on a run, too, they're going to be in the thick of the playoff race. And that's what you want to see. That's good. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This has been the Fan Early Morning Show. Coming up next, it's the Fan Morning Show pre-show with Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson. First, though, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check them out on Washington Road, McMurray, or you can shop online at sunchevy.com today. High of 87, low of 57. Clear skies expected in the forecast. Then tomorrow, high of 80, low of 63, 45% chance of rain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.